from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Since the supervised drug injection site opened in early July on Cedar Street North, the manager of addictions for Timmins and District Hospital says things have been going as expected. Patrick Novak says the site, designed to reduce opioid overdose and death in the city, is getting 1,500 or 1,600 visits a month.
It would be interesting to see if there's any further decreases overall since the site opens. We're really looking forward to what the coroner reports come out with, or the number of EMS calls since, to see even if those went down even further at a much higher rate.
Novak is also pleased at the low number of police or ambulance calls to the site. If a bat or bats have gotten into your house, garage, or cottage, the Porcupine Health Unit warns of possible rabies infection if you touch one, or it bites or scratches you. Environmental Health Manager Suzanne Lajoie says bats are generally docile and won't attack.
Overall, we shouldn't be touching them, but usually they look like they're sleeping already when you see it, but there is the potential that it could get spooked and then start flying around, and that's a risk too.
If you've been scratched or bitten by one of the flying mammals, Lajoie says to wash the area well with soap and water and get immediate medical attention. It just got even easier to exercise your vote in Monday's municipal election. Bus rides on Timmins Transit are free all day as a gesture to help get voters to the polls. Voting is open online now and in person from 10 Monday morning until 8 that night. The percentage of abuse incidents on Canadian college and university campuses that are actually reported is in the single digits. To encourage more reporting, L'Université de Hearst is joining an online platform already subscribed to by many other institutions. Respect, Educate, Empower Survivors, or REES, walks the user through processing what has happened to them and tells them about local resources. Marketing and Communications Director Maxine Laberge says the confidential platform also saves the information in case the victim wants to pursue a case.
It's a good tool because it does tell people, well, at this point, you may want to talk to police. You may want to do this. These are your options.
There's much more on REES in our full interview with Laberge, the audio of which is posted to our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.